McGraw-Hill Professional presents Everything I Know About Success I Learned from Napoleon Hill, Essential Lessons for Using the Power of Positive Thinking, written by Don M. Green, narrated by Fred Philbrick. Foreword. Don Green is a gift to all who know him, and now you have an opportunity to receive that gift by reading Everything I Know About Success I Learned from Napoleon Hill. Don shares his personal story, proving that even with the most modest upbringing, you can achieve a lifetime of great achievement. Don reveals the secrets and proven techniques for true success, drawing from the anecdotes and mini biographies of many of the successful people who greatly influenced his life, like Napoleon Hill, W. Clement Stone, and Stephen R. Covey. He shares gems from these great teachers and adds his own real-life experiences in a down-to-earth approach that will speed you on your way to achieving your own greatest success. His stories will help you relive a time when neighbors helped neighbors in need and communities band together during good times and bad, never asking for federal government assistance. Don Green grew up in the rugged Appalachian Mountains, the son of an underground coal miner. While his parents had little formal education, they taught by example, infusing Don with their love, warmth, and instilled self-discipline, as well as their dedication to hard work and honesty, creating the very best learning environment for their young son. Don shares how his parents taught him that hard work never killed anyone, a message he heard many times as he grew up. Even though Don's parents never earned much money, very little actually, his mom had her house and car paid for and a fairly nice nest egg when she recently passed away. She proudly maintained her financial independence, paid her own bills, donated to charity on a regular basis, and reviewed all her financial statements and documents until just before her passing. It is this spirit of self-determination and philanthropy that has guided Don throughout his life. He is the embodiment of and a living example of a true gentleman and an incredible teacher and mentor. His southern drawl adds color and life to his talent as a natural storyteller and draws you in so you can experience his world of dedication, contribution, and great success. You will laugh as he shares the story of his pet bear escaping during his childhood entrepreneurial efforts in operating a zoo and souvenir stand. You will then see how those early entrepreneurial efforts blossomed into a lifetime of success and impressive accomplishment within the financial services industry, as he became the president and CEO of a bank at the young age of 41. Today, as CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Don works tirelessly to promote the teachings of Napoleon Hill around the world, inspiring and instructing a new generation of entrepreneurs and achievers. I am honored to have had the opportunity to work with and to learn from Don Green. His contribution to the world, for which he never seeks recognition, is a testament to success and his lifelong dedication to helping others. Read Everything I Know About Success I Learned from Napoleon Hill, and while you get to know this incredible man, you will find yourself charting your own path to success. Sharon Lecter, founder and CEO of Pay Your Family First, author of Save Wisely, Spend Happily, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 14 other books in the Rich Dad series, and in cooperation with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, annotator of Outwitting the Devil, and co-author of 3 Feet from Gold. Sharon at SharonLecter.com. Introduction. My Vision for You. I could not have written this book even a few years ago, because, as Henry David Thoreau wrote, how vain it is to sit down to write when you have not stood up to live. However, since I have been blessed to live a life that many people will only dream of, I write so that others may learn from this book, just as I have learned from others. Any financial gain from its publication will go 100% to college scholarships for needy individuals at the University of Virginia College at Wise, my own alma mater. I am not trying to tell you some particular way to get rich, as there are literally thousands of ways to become financially secure if you have a passion and are willing to work hard, develop a plan or plans, involve others, and persist. What I want to do is speak to you from experience, so that you too can do what others before you have done if you repeat their actions, as long as this is your desire. Note that I said a desire that is so strong that it becomes a passion, not merely a wish. To help the reader, perhaps I should tell you about myself. I am the son of a coal miner, and neither of my parents went beyond a grade school education. Through my experience, I am going to show you that if you follow certain steps and principles, you can be a success. My background is in finance and banking. At age 41, I became president and chief executive officer of a savings and loan that was on the verge of being closed by the federal banking authorities. The savings and loan had lost its capital of $1.5 million in the previous 3 years. The former CEO had not been able to keep the institution profitable. Interest rates had gone out of sight, and there appeared to be no solution available. The savings and loan was located in a coal mining area with a high rate of unemployment, a tremendous number of foreclosed properties, and loans with 30-year maturities at fixed rates that were much lower than the cost of deposits. Not exactly an ideal situation. However, I was young, optimistic, and naive. For the next 18 years, while I was CEO, the savings and loan, later converted to a savings bank, was profitable every single year. In fact, it was very profitable. The bank was sold as I approached 60, and I was asked by the other trustees of the Napoleon Hill Foundation to become executive director and manage the foundation's affairs on a daily basis. When I became executive director, I had little knowledge of book publishing, but my accounting degree, my years in banking, and my experience as owner of several businesses in fields such as real estate development, dry cleaning services, commercial real estate rentals, cable television, and spring water helped me tremendously. But in addition to having a varied business background, I have been a lover of books all my life. This love of books from a variety of varied disciplines had led me to read thousands of books and listen to hours upon hours of audio tapes. Since I was a lover of books on success, including biographies, I became partial to Dr. Napoleon Hill because his works have endured for close to a century. Napoleon Hill's classic, Think and Grow Rich, was first published in 1937. When I was in my 20s, I discovered Think and Grow Rich, which had sold out its first printing in 6 weeks, even though it was priced at $2.50 in the middle of the Great Depression. This bestseller was reprinted 3 times in its first year. Today, first editions are offered for sale for $1,000 or more. It has been continuously in print for more than 70 years and still sells well. A recent survey of best-selling business books ranked Think and Grow Rich as the number 15 motivational book of all time. Most such best-selling books disappear from the bookstores after 12 to 24 months, but continuous demand worldwide has made this one of the champion titles in history. Think and Grow Rich has influenced millions of people. Motivational writers and speakers today will quickly tell you that they were deeply affected by the book. There have been many books written about success, and you may wonder why another book should be written. Some of the first books were those from people like Samuel Smiles, who wrote Self-Help in 1859. Smiles wrote about the human ability for self-improvement and wrote actual stories that showed persistence. Failure can be conquered by perseverance, and the many examples Smiles wrote about can be applied in today's world if success is your goal. Samuel Smiles' book was read and its principles absorbed by noted self-help authors such as Dr. Orison Swett Marden and Dr. Napoleon Hill. Both of these writers have been read by millions, especially Dr. Hill, the first self-help writer who studied more than 500 successful people in an attempt to answer the question, why are some people successful and others are not? Almost any book on self-help will give you another unique view, and if you remember learning your ABCs and multiplication tables, you no doubt did so by repetition. It is not likely that you can improve your station in life just by being exposed to self-help or inspirational literature without continuous study of successful individuals. The material for becoming a success is not complicated. If you want to learn what other successful people have done, you can do so by looking at the material that is readily available. However, you need to always be aware of not just what the material is, but how you can use it to have a better life. In a few minutes, I can show you how to become a millionaire without winning the lottery. But the problem is that about 98 of 100 people lack discipline. What I would like you to remember whether you are reading this material or material from one of the other good writers today, is that it is not what you acquire or accomplish in your life that makes you successful. Becoming a millionaire or multimillionaire may engender a good feeling, and reaching any other worthwhile goal may be very satisfying to you. But the important point you should plant in your subconscious is that what you become during the process is what should matter most. When he wrote, "Success is a journey, not a destination," author Ben Sweetland probably said it best. You should also note that the principles of success do not change. The principles of the laws of attraction and sowing and reaping are as reliable as those of the law of gravity. When these principles are studied and applied, those who follow them can expect the same results that successful people have obtained. If you follow these principles, you can expect success, but when you violate them, you can expect failure. What I desire for you is for you to become more than a millionaire. The legacy that a person leaves behind should be something that made the world a better place in which to live. Did you comfort the sick, clean up the environment, mentor the less fortunate, provide a scholarship, or help with a Boy or Girl Scout troop? Or did you simply leave a lot of money to relatives who did little or nothing to deserve such an inheritance? The choice belongs to each of us. But my experience has taught me that by far the happiest people are those who have made a positive impact upon the lives of others. These actions do not have to involve money. The person could as well have been a teacher, a guidance counselor, a law officer, or a member of any other honorable profession. In the July 1921 edition of Napoleon Hill's magazine, Napoleon Hill explained his use of the pronoun I and indicated that he was aware of the fact that a display of egotism can be seen as a weakness in a speaker or writer. But I am not trying to boost my ego when I use I to tell readers of my authentic experiences. These are not hypothetical experiences. When I am relating them, I am simply trying to inform you of them so that you can learn from them. I am telling them to you not to impress you, but to inspire you to pursue your goals and to lead an uncommon life. Chapter 1. The Formula. You can do as much as you think you can, but you'll never accomplish more. And you can win, though you face the worst, if you feel that you're going to do it. Edgar A. Guest. The greatest waste of all is the waste of our own potential mind power. The famous Harvard professor and psychologist William James estimated that the average person uses only 10% of his mental power. He has unlimited power, yet he uses only about 1/10 of it. The power to be what you want to be, to get what you desire, and to accomplish whatever it is you are striving for abides within you. You are the one who is responsible for bringing it forth and putting it to work. You can be whatever you make up your mind to be. Being happy, wealthy, or successful is a product of the mind and its unlimited possibilities. Within you is this power that, when properly grasped and directed, can lift you out of the rut of mediocrity and place you among the few who make large accomplishments in life. You must learn to use this power and realize that the mind can achieve all things. One ship drives east and another drives west, with the self-same winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails and not the gales that tell us the way they go. Like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as we voyage along through life. 'Tis the set of a soul that decides its goal, and not the calm or the strife. Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Every sincere person wants to better her condition in life. All wealth depends upon having a clear knowledge that the mind is the creator of wealth. You must control your thoughts if you are to control your circumstances. If you are to obtain wealth, you must have the desire for wealth. Once you have this desire to create wealth, then you must achieve a belief that you can do it. If you believe that you can do it, see it as an existing fact. Anything you can rightly wish for is yours. Belief is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is why the saying, "I will believe it when I see it," is incorrect. You will see it if you first believe it. The belief should come first. One may observe that many people who have accomplished a great deal seem to be no more capable or learned than those who struggle day after day, yet accomplish very little. What is the power that gives new life to those who succeed on the road to success? The power that makes accomplishments possible is belief. Belief, or faith, gives one the power to put forth the effort necessary to reach success and to avoid failure. Your own belief in yourself is a power within you that makes all things attainable. You can do anything that you think you can do. Belief in yourself allows you the expectation that you can solve every problem that faces humanity and obtain everything that is right. From the mind comes opportunity, with the only limitations being those that you place upon yourself. Everything that can be desired is the result of thought. William James said, "The more the mind does, the more it can do." Getting tired from doing is more a result of boredom than of fatigue from physical exertion. You can work almost without ceasing when you are getting pleasure from your work. If you are told repeatedly that you cannot do certain things, you may come to believe that you can't do them. Remember that success is a state of mind, but also remember that failure is a state of mind. You must see yourself doing the thing you desire because you need to know that you can and will do it. The negative side of belief is that if you believe you cannot do a thing, you will not be able to do it. It is necessary for you to believe in yourself if you are to make the most of your abilities. It is urgent that you believe in yourself in order to get others to cooperate with you in carrying out whatever tasks you are undertaking. The only thing you have that will enable you to achieve success is your mind, and for your mind to perform at its best, you need to have a belief system with a spirit of optimism. You are not likely to perform well if you have a negative frame of mind. You cannot expect to create a positive outlook while you are holding on to negative thoughts. Fears, doubts, and other negative traits will diminish your dreams and aspirations in life. When Orison Swett Marden wrote that you must have castles in the air before you can have castles on the ground, he was saying that the thought of what you want to accomplish must be explicit in your mind before you can do it. It is often easy to believe that the grass is greener on the other side, that you could be assured of success if only you could change your surroundings. The trouble with thinking that a change of environment would give you success is that true success comes from within. Our inner thoughts bring either success or failure, depending on which one we allow to dominate our thoughts. The three words at the top of Chapter 1 of Think and Grow Rich are, "Thoughts are things." And these words are very important if you desire success. Your dominant thoughts make your inner world, and your outer world is but a reflection of your inner world. Even if your past choices have been wrong because your thoughts have been negative, you can begin again because our lives begin new at every sunrise. Richness is within, and no one has failed as long as you can try again. Only when one stops trying is one defeated. You need only think. Concentrate your thoughts on what you desire, and take the proper steps to make it possible for you to achieve your goals. The belief that achievement is possible will cause you to make the effort that is needed and to do it confidently. Your mind will produce the necessary plans once you have the belief and begin. But this is where a large number of failures originate, because people fail to begin. The successful people in this world have always been those who believed in themselves. This may seem like an impossible task, but remember that success comes from within, and that when you acquire this inner belief, it will be reflected in your physical or outer world. Believing and knowing are the necessary components of success. You must decide what is the most important thing you desire in your future. Always remember that you can be bold with your desires, because the only limits are those that you place upon your mind. You should see what you desire. Learn to visualize it, believe in it, and develop plans to achieve it. Recently, I spent the night in Charlotte, North Carolina, in order to have a meeting at 8 a.m. the following day concerning a publication project that the Napoleon Hill Foundation was involved in with a best-selling author and one of the most sought-after speakers in the United States. The author's name is Jeffrey Gittimer, and if you are not familiar with him, it would be wise for you to become so by visiting his website at www.gittimer.com. The evening before my meeting, I went to a local restaurant and was waited on by a very nice waitress named Brooke. I told her that she would go places because of her outstanding personality. I also told her that at the office of the Napoleon Hill Foundation at the University of Virginia Wise, a part-time employee, also named Brooke, had a good personality, and I bet they both were going places. I told Brooke, "I bet you won't always be waiting on tables." And she said, "How did you know that waiting on tables is just a pit stop?" I thought, what a wonderful answer. I told her I noticed that young people who were working in jobs just to make some money, but looking ahead to a future once they have graduated from college, usually had a good attitude. People who work at low-wage jobs can easily develop the attitude that they are in a dead-end job. But if this applies to you, do what Brooke did. Consider the low-paying job as a pit stop, a temporary delay while you are getting ready for your future. Have you ever believed that you can never be a millionaire because people who become rich have talents or other characteristics that people like you who are average don't have? When you have finished reading this book, if you still believe that the answer to this question is yes, then I have failed to get the truth across to you. Success is truly a mind game, as my good friend Joe Dudley Jr. realized. The circumstances of his early life would have given him plenty of excuses to fail. In his book, Walking by Faith, Joe lets the reader know that not only was he born into poverty in a large family, but he had a speech impediment and was labeled as retarded. Also, being black was not exactly an asset when he was a child. Dudley told 500 students at the annual Napoleon Hill Day held at the University of Virginia Wise that his mother had explained to him that he might be slow, but that when he got something, he got it. Did Joe ever get it? Today he owns the largest minority beauty cosmetic company in the United States. He is very wealthy, and he has given millions to worthy causes such as scholarships. Once you have a purpose in your mind, and you have a passion for it, or as Napoleon Hill said, you have a burning desire to accomplish it, you are well on your way. A task once begun is one half done. Getting started is the most difficult part. Once you have read, studied, and learned to believe the principles of success, you will have at your disposal the tools you need to overcome problems and to achieve personal growth that will enable you to take the success journey. It is a person's aim or purpose that makes her. Without aim, she is like tumbleweed in that it is the wind that determines where she goes. Let one obstacle get in her way, and if she has no aim or purpose, she will alter her path. She focuses on her weakness, misery, and failure. In other words, my life is aimless. A well-ascertained and generous purpose gives vigor, direction, and perseverance to all of a person's life. The qualities associated with a strong purpose are a well-disciplined intellect, character, influence, tranquility, and cheerfulness within, and those are what lead to success. Whatever a person's talents and advantages may be, if he has no aim or a low one, he will be weak and despicable. If he has a high purpose, he cannot be other than respectable and influential. Without some definite object before us, some standard that we are earnestly striving to reach, we cannot expect to attain any great height, either mentally or morally. But setting high standards for ourselves and wishing to reach them without any further effort on our part is not enough to elevate us to any great degree. It has been said, nature holds for each of us all that we need to make us useful and happy, but she requires us to labor and wait for all we get. We are given nothing of value that does not include the need for labor, and we can expect to overcome difficulties only by strong and noble work. In our striving for something better than we have known, we should work for others' good rather than for our own pleasure. Those whose object in life is their own happiness find at last that their lives are sad failures. We each need to do something each day that moves us worthily in the direction of our definite plan of action. More than just dreaming is necessary if we are to succeed in the objects and ambitions of our life. We achieve our best results in every department of life only when we thoughtfully plan and earnestly work in the proper directions. Purposes without action are dead. Work is necessary, and it is vain to hope for good results without good plans. Random or half-hearted efforts are generally only a waste of time. Successful people's purpose in life always involves careful plans followed by action. Whether the object is learning or wealth, the ways and means are always laid out according to the best plans and methods. A sea captain uses a chart, an architect plans, and a sculptor a model, and all of them use these tools as a way to success. Even great inspirations that may be defined as genius can do little unless they include action applied to a well-formed plan. When they do, every step is a move toward the accomplishment of the chief aim or purpose in one's life. No effort or time is lost, for nothing is done at random. In the grand aim of life, some worthy purpose should be kept constantly in view, and every effort to accomplish it must be made every day. If you do that, you will, perhaps unconsciously, approach the goal of your ambition. There should be no question that fixedness of purpose is the greatest element of human success. When a person has formed a great sovereign purpose in her mind, it governs her conduct, just as the laws of nature, such as the law of gravity, govern the operation of physical things. Everyone who is interested in success should have an aim in view and should pursue it steadily. She should not be distracted from her route by other objects that come into her view, even though they may appear to be highly attractive. People do not live long enough to accomplish everything. Indeed, only a few can accomplish more than one thing well. Many people accomplish nothing worthwhile. Yet there is not a person who is endowed with ordinary intellect who cannot accomplish at least one useful, important, worthy purpose. Some of those whom history rates as among the greatest of men were trained from youth to choose some definite object in life to which they directed all their thoughts and all their energy. It became the sole purpose of their hearts and was the basis for their future accomplishments. If you are to be successful, it is not enough just to dream of success. It is not enough just to believe that you can be successful. You must develop your own set of goals, defining what becoming a success means to you. It could be that your idea of being successful is simply to make a certain amount of money. Only you can determine what your goals are to be, and it is reaching those goals that you determine that will make you a success. However, once you have made that amount of money, you may find yourself asking, "Is that all there is to life?" That is why you need to include plans to help others who have been less fortunate. Someone once said that statues and other honors are never given for what someone does for himself, but for what he has done for others. Just what are the factors that define what it takes to be a success? If you ask different people, you will receive many different answers. Some will suggest being highly educated. Others will think it takes hard work. Others will remember President Calvin Coolidge's statement on persistence. Walter Chrysler, the automobile genius, reminded us that nothing worthwhile was ever accomplished without enthusiasm. All of these traits are of great help, but by themselves, they are not what it takes to make someone successful. For example, education enables people's accomplishments, but getting an education does not assure one's success. The world is full of educated people who do not realize that knowledge is important only when it is applied. Hard work is a good trait, but untold numbers of people have worked hard, long hours for years, but never seen success. Factors that determine success are offering a service or a product that is desired in the market. Note that I did not say a service or product that people need. Ray Kroc made millions by selling hamburgers. This was not necessarily a product that people needed, but it was something they wanted. The degree to which you do something better than others and receive just rewards for your service or product will determine your success. Qualities such as persistence, working hard, and having integrity are all important if you are to succeed. Yet all of these will not assure your success. The first step to success begins in your thought process. When Napoleon Hill put the three words, "Thoughts are things," at the beginning of the all-time bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, in 1937, he was stating an essential fact of the success process that he had discovered during his 20 years of research. Thoughts truly are things, but it is important that the thought process concentrate on a purpose that will supply a human want and at the same time be something for which you have a deep passion. The reason passion is important is that even when you have a wonderful idea, if you do not have passion, you are likely to quit when the going gets tough. Passion will make you want to persist, seek other plans when they are needed, get help from others, or in other words, stick with your goal until it is accomplished. As mentioned before, the first step to success takes place in your thought process, and the way in which we use it is extremely important for our success. If you study the thought process, you will realize that we think in pictures, and that the more vividly we think in pictures, the more these mental pictures aid us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?